You're listening to Audio Culture on 95BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz.
That is right. It is time for Audio Culture. And I'm so excited about this, very Audio Culture. Joined with me on Zoom to talk about his brand new article about NZ IDM and electronica, Martin Pepperell. Hello.
Kia ora. Oh, kia ora, whānau.
It's working as well. What a treat. I'm so excited I'm getting all this tech right, Martin, and I'm so, so glad you're here to talk about this brand new article, which is incredible, by the way. I read it today on my break, and it was such a good read. It's about New Zealand IDM and electronica music. But first, what I wanted to ask you before we sort of get into the songs and get into the mix of it, is for the people that don't know, what is IDM?
Okay, so IDM is it's a very clunky genre term that, for better or worse, has stuck over the course of the last three decades, I guess. Like, I mean, in short, it's an acronym for intelligent dance music, which is a terrible description, really, because it implies that there's dance music that isn't intelligent, yeah. And perhaps even a secret third thing. But for better or worse, this term has stuck around. This sort of thing kicked off in the mid-90s in scenes in America and the UK. A lot of it really started with, I think the way I'd like to describe it, but I mean, it's just too heavy-handed to try and invent new genre terms to slay some of these, is it's really listening electronic music. A lot of the stuff, or what I would call second or third room sound, in that in the 90s, people would have multi-zone warehouse parties, multi-zone venues, and this is the music that would be played in the chill-out room, or the downbeat room, or the ambient room. Just a different space where the focus is more on listening as opposed to dancing. But then at the same time, it gets confusing because a lot of the music made within the space has quite interesting rhythms at a lower tempo, and at points in history, it's functioned as dance music. I mean, like what was happening in the UK and the US, places like San Francisco, up in the north, London, all these different sort of electronic artists, people were paying attention. New Zealanders were listening to Aphex Twin, Orteca, Square Pusher, Boards of Canada. People were finding the stuff, people were playing it. People started making it. I think a real pivotal thing about what we're talking about is this article goes through a list of 10 albums that were made between 1998 and about, I think, 2003.
Yeah.
What's really important about that period of time is this is the peak of the CD era. The whole vinyl manufacturing was a wrap in New Zealand. If you were New Zealand artist making vinyl, I mean, you'd be getting it pressed in Europe or Asia. You'd have to get it shipped back. It would be too expensive. You wouldn't be able to sell enough copies. You know, you'd sell 100 and have 400 left in your bedroom. It just wasn't feasible. But the CD market was really chugging along. And one of the great things about the CD is you could fit up to 90 minutes of audio on a CD. So certain type of musician, you know, in particular these bedroom electronic artists, it was, as we know, beat makers then, beat makers now, they make a lot of stuff. And suddenly these guys were like, oh, hey, I could put 18 songs on a CD, 20 songs or whatever. And it turned out this style that quite often, you know, you'd have longer tracks, but you'd also have sketches or interludes, smaller ideas, really flourished in this home listening CD format, Discman music, home stereo music. So that was like the context, and the article details, like I said, 10 records from a range of different artists around Aotearoa and Te Waipounamu who were doing this kind of thing. People like Absin is an alias of Bevan Smith. Some people listening will know his music as Sina or Introverted Dance Floor. Perhaps they know him from doing production work for Glass Vaults or engineering work for acts like Worm. And I suppose I point out Bevan quickly because the interesting thing is a lot of these people, they didn't necessarily stay in this space. Some people, they did work like that and maybe they became involved in soundtrack work or advertising scores, or they started making indie pop or alternative rock. You've got groups like Y, which is a really amazing group. Duos like Patio, which was Jaguar and Aspen. Rota Plus, which is an alias of Leighton from Dunedin, who made music as Epsilon Blue. You've got Mandrake, alias of Jeremy Kubra, who's the original drummer of Orchestra of Spears, and then had a really interesting run in the 2010s making abstract electronica as Telaton. People like Solar Rosa, you've got collaborative things in here. Liquid Water, collaboration between a guy named Ben Harris and Denver McCarthy, aka Micronism, a sort of synth instrumental jazz jam recorded in a bedroom in 1995, left to ferment for a few years, released on limited edition CD. People like Bluey from Golden Bay. It's like a rich tapestry of stuff that's going on all over the show.
It's a stacked article of wonderful artists, and it was so exciting to read about everyone's different sort of like monikers, I guess, of what they do and where they are in music now. We're going to play a few of those tracks by those artists that you've mentioned. The first one we're going to play is Slow Cut by Mandrake. What do you want to say about this song? Why is this in the article?
Well, you know, if you listen to the song, you know, you're going to hear some rhythmic and textural stuff going on that for me, it reminds me of what producers like the Neptunes or Timbaland were doing for people like Missy Elliott or Snoop Dogg in the early 2000s. But, you know, this is a couple of years beforehand. It's this, he was a 16-year-old in Wellington. He loved Herbie Hancock, Boney M. He was into Moog keyboards. He was listening to video game music. He was into sci-fi movies. He was trying to, you know, dressed up in all camo, trying to DJ at outdoor parties. He was a jazz saxophone player. It's just this really naive electronica made by like this young kid growing up in Wellington who was just so excited to enter the local counterculture, experience warehouse parties, outdoor parties, meet people. It's just for me, it's just that. Like it takes me back to near the end of when I was in high school.
Don't age yourself out, Martin. Oh my goodness, no, you didn't. I swear you didn't. Let's have a listen to it.
Hey, you've got to be transparent about these things. After
you've got to be honest, and you know the listeners love honesty, so that's good. We're gonna play Mandrake's song "Slow Cut" now. So yeah, if you like the sound of that, take a listen, and we'll be back with more very, very shortly. Slow Cut by Mandrake. We're here on the line with Martin Pepperell talking about his recent article about New Zealand IDM on audio culture. And the next song we're going to be playing, Martin, is Phelps and Munro with Slap Me Stew. What's this song?
Oh, yeah. See, this is another one that actually there's elements of, like, the rhythmic gestures and the melodies where I was like, this is totally... A lot of this music, there's this point, you know, people are doing this interesting rhythmic syncopations and patterns. They're playing with textures in this world. And then within a year or two from the point when this was all happening, a lot of these ideas started showing up in pop, R&B, and hip-hop. You know, in particular, people, like I said before, Missy Elliott, but people like Aaliyah. A lot of people within the, the clips, all within this extended Neptune's Timbaland kind of world. So it's interesting, like, the way ideas can asymmetrically bleed from one place to another. Phelps and Munro were real heroes for this sort of thing in Auckland in the early 2000s. A lot of listeners will be familiar, good old Gerald Phillips. And this was great. Like, he basically told everyone that he was a duo who'd met in art school, and they'd send out fake press photos and send, like, actors to go and do interviews. The whole thing was just, like, mystique and lies falling on top of each other, but with this fucking awesome electronic music with sometimes, like, experimental rock aspects, all culminating in the 2003 album Slowpoke. And, you know, a few great performances along the way, opening for people like Amon Tobin. And then the whole thing just sort of vanished.
It's this article, again, is just so incredible. And I was listening to all these songs and, like, these were so hard to pick for me because they were actually all just so wonderful. But this one really stood out for me as just, like, an absolute winner.
Yeah, this one's great.
Yeah, it's also just, like, oh, for me, this is just, like, something that I would listen to on the daily. And as someone that doesn't consume IDM as much as other people do, like, this is a really good sort of, like, intro, I guess, into sort of
yeah, a lot
world.
Of this stuff is pretty accessible. I think the cool thing of this song is the way it switches up, like, halfway through. And, I mean, look, also, like, I mean, let's not, like I said, let's not get too hung up on terms. You know, I mean, I had to put IDM in there because, broadly speaking, it's what it ended up being called. But, you know, some people would just call this abstract electronica. Some people would call it listening electronica. At a point, people were even throwing around the term brain dance for a bit.
Damn.
Brain dance. You know, brain dance is a pretty cool term.
I like that.
But also another common thread, all these people, they're real mischievous. They're like Cheshire Cats, you know, all of these songs have got little funny senses of humour,
yeah.
Playful. And also, like, just beautiful, beautiful textures. Like that last song, those pads near the end, you know, it's like a brain massage.
Yeah, well, let's have another one. Let's listen to this Phelps and Munro track. It is Slap Me Stew. Here on 95BFM, you're listening to Audio Culture at the moment on 95BFM Drive. Let's play the track. Phelps and Munro with Slap Me Stew. You're listening to the Audio Culture segment here on 95 BFM Drive. And we're on the line with Martin Pepperell, and we're talking about three of the tracks in his latest article, New Zealand IDM and Electronica of the Late 90s and 2000s, which is available to read on the Audio Culture website. We've got one final track to play for the people, Martin, which is Epa by Why. Why did you pick this track? Why, of course, is obviously beautiful. And when I was listening to the music, oh my gosh, it was just like being transcended and it was lovely. But yeah, what was the reasoning behind putting this track on? Oh, sorry, Martin, we've lost you again. Where are you? No, not yet. Oh no. No? Oh no. Try speak again, Martin. Oh, we've almost got you. All right.
Have you got me?
Yeah, there we are. You're there. All right.
Okay.
Let's talk the track.
Okay. Look, I think that's really important with was really important to me to include this group in this list because you know, you could really, it's important to show that there was a broader diversity in terms of what was happening. You know, it wasn't just like a bunch of Pākehā guys with laptops in their bedrooms. I mean, a lot of it was, but then there were also other people were looking around and going, hey, maybe this is, there's some possibilities with this, you know? And so this was a group of Maka McGregor and Mina Rapier. It was made to pay homage to her father who had passed away at the time, and they were interested in combining Waiata and Poi rhythms with sampling electronic textures, abstract electronica. They just had this completely, this vision for it that was very different to what most of the other people in the space were doing in Aotearoa and Te Waipanamu at the time. I think it's aged really well. And it also traveled really well. They were able to perform through Europe and Asia and America. They were a finalist for BBC Radio 3's first awards for world music in 2002. 10 years later, when they did their second album, Aura, they were acclaimed by the BBC and the Times in the UK. They're still active doing things. It's just a nice addition. Nice to know that even at that point, there were people thinking, you know, how do we give this music a distinct sense of place that relates to Aotearoa?
Mm, it's a really, really beautiful track. And all of the tracks that are available from Y on the article are so beautiful. So I'm super excited to play it, which we will do in a second. But first, I must thank you for coming on and talking about the article, Martin. It is wonderfully written. As always, of course it is, it's you. I can't wait for more and more people to read it. If you want to read it, go to Audio Culture. And yeah, once again, thank you for joining us. What an absolute treat it has been for me to have you on.
No, thank you. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. Big shout out to all the listeners. Keep supporting student radio.
Oh, God.
You're not going to get this sort of thing on commercial radio.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Sweet, we are going to play Epa by Y. You're on 95BFM, and that was Audio Culture.
Oh my God.
On 95 BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz. It's just fascinating.